Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday weather. As busy as the weather was last weekend, that's how quiet it is this weekend. But it has been a crazy weather week. Snow, hail, flooding, rains, damaging winds, even tornadoes. None of that tonight. Still some street flooding in South Florida, those warnings expiring now, and wind advisories along the northern tier of states. And that's due to the developing severe thunderstorms for the Dakotas. Watch continues in place. Plus, Sterling on Sunday is proud to offer Fishtown reports for the summer season from the Velo House in seconds. But first, what's your weather tomorrow? An old front that's been draped over the southeast this past week is now getting pushed out along the coast. And on that front, a new upper-level low will generate locally heavy rains tomorrow for the Carolinas back into Georgia. Northeast and Great Lakes will be dry tomorrow. Seasonable temperatures. Central and South Florida stay wet. Abundant tropical moisture. Texas Gulf Coast has got some tropical moisture too. And scattered showers Arizona and New Mexico. But the bigger push of moisture tomorrow is in the Pacific Northwest. Rains from Washington and Oregon driving into Idaho and later western Montana. No extreme heat yet, except for Dallas and Kansas City tomorrow. And that heat ridge will ooze eastward later this week. And what about the tropics? That's coming up in our next report, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Chum Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
I am so flattered by how many of you have said that you love this new feature. It's 10 o'clock, which means that it's time for the top 9 at 10.
9.
My friend Messiah and I are having a conversation, and my conversation focuses on this. Messiah, how can you and I have a conversation about anything related to race, treatment of African Americans, the riots, anything, without somebody in the conversation saying something incredibly stupid, even though they meant well? Does meaning, does their heart, do their hearts have anything to do with the conversation? Because I look at bloggers, YouTubers, stupid people on TV, all getting fired because they said one dumb phrase. They didn't mean it. They meant well. They were trying to have a constructive conversation. And the worst part is that the minute they say this, they are banished for life. They will have no career. Nothing will happen. This home decorator woman from Canada, and that should be the crime, was on Good Morning America, and she said one stupid thing. Boom! She's off the air in Canada, off the air in America, and she's no longer Meghan Markle's friend. How does this work? Tell me how to make this work.
I feel like it has a lot to do with what's exactly being said. So it depends on what's exactly being said. I don't know what a lot of people are saying, but to be honest, I feel like the only way you can have a constructive conversation is people that aren't black need to listen. I feel like need to listen first. Everybody wants to understand, but we're human, so we cut each other off and stuff like that. Everybody really needs to listen to the plight of that person. What do you really go through? Just really, really listen. You can't understand if, you know, you're trying to talk while someone's, you know, telling you. So I feel like most people just need to take their own personal opinions out and genuinely listen. And you'll find that common ground, because everybody just want to be, you know, treated equally.
Tell me about the time that your girlfriend was parked in her car across the street from my house and she was harassed by the police. Would you please tell me about that story?
Oh, yeah. It's not much to say about it, that it happens so often. You can be stopped anywhere, anytime for 2 seconds, and then someone can have a problem with you being in front of their house when you aren't doing anything wrong. So I would say I genuinely don't even know how to really respond. you know, I'm really young as well. I'm just kind of getting thrown into the world. I'm getting exposed to a lot of systematic stuff that I have to face. But just walking through that day, you know, you're just coming over, and she said it was kids outside bothering her. As an African-American person, you kind of feel when you're not welcome in the area. You feel it. Anybody can feel pressure when they're somewhere where they know they're not welcome. So she gave me a call and said, you know, people are acting weird outside. She feels like they're about to call the police on her. So I'm like, I run outside, say goodbye to everybody. You know, as soon as I cross the street, you got a cop with no lights on, nothing, just rolling up real slow. And until I get in the car, and then they see, you know, they see that we're coming from a white person's house. That's when they pull off. So I really don't know. At this point, I really don't know. I just feel like everybody just really just needs to listen. Stop trying to talk so much and just listen to that party that's talking. Because we're in a new day and age. So, who else?
Why didn't you come back to my house and ask me to go chat with the cops?
You don't feel comfortable, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was raised like you trust everybody. Like, well, you don't trust everybody, but you know, you're raised to trust the cops, you know. But over time growing up, it's kind of hard. You know, the world we live in, you could be trying to get help and it could go so left so quickly, and your life could be missing after that. So it's like, in a situation, I'd rather just get out of there than, you know, have to put my loved ones in danger.
Can I ask you, what did your parents tell you about being a young black man in America when you were stopped by the police? Did your parents give you any advice?
Yeah, I had that's the thing. You're told everything that you're supposed to do, but depending on how that person feels that day, it does not matter at all. So you're told be respectful, you know, you're told you're a citizen, so you know, follow, you have rights, you know, listen, don't be disrespectful, but you're supposed to, you know, treat everybody with respect. That's how you're taught, but you don't really get that back, if you know what I mean.
One more question. I believe that 40, 50-year-old, 60-year-old white men, white women are useless in this situation. They're not going to change anything. But I have noticed that young men and women who work together, of all different races, RNs, people who are repairing things in my telephone, people who work together on a day-to-day basis have an entirely different rapport than 50-year-olds working together. And the key to the rapport is I'll see African-American, Hispanics, whites working together who are young, and they kid each other about their racial differences all day. They make light of it. They have a good time with it. Then they go have a beer. Is that a fair observation?
I mean, yeah, to be honest with you. Now, let's not, you know, be naive. There are racist people. There's sexist people in my generation. You know, it's not going to go away. It's just getting lighter as the generations go on. But I also feel like a lot of that comes from just the environment we come from. My generation, we are the social media generation. We're the generation that grew up with everybody loves rap music. You know, and I'm not trying to sound cliche or anything or like sound weird, but it's one of those things. It's like, I would say, yeah, you know, it's easier to make a joke of it. A lot of times that's the bad thing. Either you're making a joke of it because you don't take it serious enough, because kids my age feel like it's going away, or you're, you know, you're so desensitized to it because it happens so much, you can make light of what you're going through. So I don't feel like there's really anything good from it. I feel like our generation, since we are, you know, we're the bottom generation, so it's like, yeah, we've seen all of this, we've heard all of this before, so yeah, I can make a joke about it and it not, you know, not affect me. It's just you're desensitized to it. I don't know if things are getting better or just people are just getting more desensitized. So I honestly don't have an answer for that. So it can go either way, too desensitized or just too ignorant to care.
9 at 9. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. This is Sterling on Sunday. It's time for number 8.
8.
All right. 48% of men say that they do shave their legs. And over half of all women, young women, say they love that men shave their legs. And it turns out that the goal for the men who shave their legs, and they shave them frequently, is they want to be either a porn star, they want to look like a porn star, or they want to look like a sports star. It's called Spornosexual. Women's Health magazine said that the women were asked, "What do you think about guys shaving their legs?" And they said more than half of the women that took part in the survey say they approve of guys manscaping their legs. About 30% of women also went on to say that they like a man who has trim legs and hair down there. About 22% say they like a man with clean shaven legs. 1 out of 5 women say they like a man with clean shaven legs. I will not be one of those men. I think they look like a-holes. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's the 9 at 9, number 7, coming up in just seconds, live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool, and I'm going to tell you a deep, dark secret about myself. Coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How many times do you have to get busted doing illegal things with strippers before it ruins your political career? Well, in Florida, it's more than 2. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
There is a company that has an incredible array of products that I believe you want to take a look at and see which product is right for you. Now, I can't make you do this. This is totally at your discretion. Go to cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com, you will find an astonishing array of CBD products. Now, what are CBD products? These are products extracted from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, and all the terrific medicinal value of CBD products are available to you right now. These are legal. You don't need a doctor prescription. You don't need to go to a guy in the corner. These are terrific products extracted from the hemp plant by CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. And I thank the brilliant management of CBDistillery.com for participating in the Walter M. Sterling Show, because months ago I found the CBD products at CBDistillery.com and it solved my joint pain. It didn't solve my joint pain in a couple hours. It solved it immediately. And for that, I am very grateful. I believe it'll work for you, but there's only one way to find out. Isn't it time to get rid of that pain? We're not supposed to be in pain. We're supposed to be happy, joyous, and free of our pain. CBDistillery.com. Once you're there, pick the product you want, put in the promo code Walter, and you will realize a significant discount. I'm not allowed by federal law to say what the discount is. Please go to cbdistillery.com, promo code Walter. Look at the amazing array of products in a variety of dosages. Pick the exact one for you. cbdistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
All right, congratulations. You're a well-endowed man, and that means you probably need more help. Help getting an erection. You can get it with the Little Blue Pill. The Little Blue Pill is now a generic medicine.
that means you and I can afford it. When you and I can afford it, that means we can get an erection on demand. I want you to try Hims today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to forhims.com/Walter. That's forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to a doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter.
Be inspired, be supported, and be marketable. At Berklee College, you can prepare for some of today's most in-demand career fields, like business, healthcare, fashion, and more. You'll learn from professors with real-world experience in what they teach, and support is available every step of the way. Study in New York, New Jersey, or online at Berklee College, where your potential is our promise. Learn more at berkleecollege.edu.
FoodFreshStore.com is the nation's preferred fresh seafood delivery service. Fresh and delivered right to your front door. This week, FreshFoodStore.com's Father's Day special is a surf and turf dinner for a family of four for only $99. Don't let Dad barbecue this Father's Day. Surprise him with an incredible surf and turf dinner delivered fresh to your front door. Don't wait. Order online and ship your surf and turf dinner to your front door now at FreshFoodStore.com. That's FreshFoodStore.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm live on a Sunday night. That's my phone number. This is Sterling on Sunday, coast to coast, from WPHT in Philadelphia to KKSF, Real Talk 910 in San Francisco. All right, we're up to number eight now at 23 past the hour, 23 past the hour. Good morning, America. Cuts ties with Jessica Mulrooney amid white privilege claims. Now, I have read every story I can find about Jessica Mulrooney, who was a contributor to Good Morning America and Meghan Markle's best friend. Meghan Markle has also cut her ties with her best friend because of something she said. She offended a blogger. I don't know where you find bloggers. I don't know how you search up bloggers, but the blogger universe was offended by her. And maybe they had a right to be, but I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think somebody should be fired for one stupid phrase unless it's way out there, completely outrageous. But here we have it. After Canadian lifestyle blogger Sasha Exeter accused the stylist and Meghan Markle BFF of exhibiting textbook white privilege and very problematic behavior, ABC is cutting ties, as first reported by the Daily Mail, the finest publication in the world. Mulrooney is stepping away from her professional engagements that include Good Morning America. The ABC Twitter account shared on Friday she will no longer be part of our show. She's apparently a fashion star. Good Morning America has had her as a contributor to 2008. Well, first of all, I never heard of her. Did you ever hear of her? No, I never heard of her. I don't watch Good Morning America because they do it wrong. Let me tell you, they're copying the format of a TV show that is in fact from Toronto called City TV. What City TV was the first one in a morning show to let the audience from the street come into their studio. But at Good Morning America, they're doing it all wrong because they have them roped off. Just like on the Today Show, they have them roped off. That defeats the point. They're supposed to mingle on the set, and then it's an integrated show. Everybody's part of this great social experiment. But I have to tell you that it looks stupid on the Today Show and on Good Morning America. But Mulrooney apologized to the So Sasha blogger, in comments, but according to a screenshot Exeter shared, she then direct messaged her threatening to sue for libel. She's threatened this woman to sue her for libel. But that's not, you don't fire somebody for threatening to sue somebody for libel. That's called the law. You have a way to have due process. If you think somebody's offended you in writing or in person or by mouth, which is slander, or in writing, which is libel, you have a way to process this. You don't just fire everybody involved. There's nobody going to be anybody working anymore. There's nobody around anymore. You don't realize how many careers have been ruined by one stupid tweet? Entire companies have been tanked by one stupid tweet. Everybody says, well, you know, Walter, you should indulge in social media. You should be involved in social media. Really, it doesn't look like a good career path. No one seems to come out well in social media. Does it? Does anybody seem to do well in social media? I can't think of anybody. Not a soul. All right. It's the 9 at 9 at 10. I'm Walter Sterling. 26 past the hour. We're up to
7.
Here we go. A white couple calls cops on a black man for stenciling Black Lives Matter on his own property. A white couple in San Francisco. San Francisco? Oh, my gosh. Light the torch of tolerance. A white couple in San Francisco questioned a man of color Friday for stenciling Black Lives Matter on his own property. Twitter user Jamie Toons, that's what it is, Jamie Toons, posted a video of a self-righteous couple accosting him for stenciling in chalk, Black Lives Matter on the side of his own building. Now, we had on Vic Ferrari, retired New York City police detective, last week, and Vic Ferrari said, you have to understand, most calls that the cop gets, most of them that they get are from neighbors snitching on neighbors. Turn in your neighbors, snitching on their neighbors. That's most of what cop calls are. Observant citizens trying to do the right thing. Gosh darn it, we're going to make our neighborhood safer, and they call the cops. That's where most of the trouble happens. They have no facts. They have no reason to call the cop. They see the periphery of something going on. Let me tell you when you call the cops. You call the cops when you see a kid being beaten. You call the cops when you hear a woman screaming. You call the cops when you see somebody torching a home. Otherwise, mind your own freaking business. Here's this guy stenciling Black Lives Matter on the side of his own property, and his white neighbors in a Tony San Francisco neighborhood turned him in. Thank God he turned him in. I have a very big show for you tonight. This is a giant Sterling on Sunday on a beautiful, beautiful, magnificent June night, coast to coast. At 36 past the hour, I will have world-class weather for you. There's no other radio show on the air at this time. None. Because they're all an embarrassment, you know, best of, you know, a best of Dead Plant is not a good show. Let me help you here. As one of the greatest programmers who ever lived, I can promise you a best of show is never good. Because you can't call. If you can't call a talk show, it's dead fish. Oh, and we have a brand new feature. Velo Hool will have a fishing report. All of these very serious radio stations like WRKO in Boston have fishing reports. They've had them for decades. And yet most of the country has never had the benefit of hearing a fishing report, and we're going to solve that. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's the 9 at 9, and coming up in just seconds, you will get to hear number 7 on our big, fabulous show. 888-688-WALT. I do the show for the privilege of talking to you. We can stay in touch at all times by downloading the podcast, which is called Midnight Misfits. Sterling on Sunday. This is only
a test. Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, all quiet in the tropics right now. Saharan dust at the mid-levels and strong wind shear up above across the Atlantic Basin are making it very difficult for any tropical waves to really get started. We may finish the month of June before we actually see Dolly. That may come up after July 1st. But if there's a location to watch, it's along the Carolina coast. We reported last time on the stalled front that's located there, and that weather feature is a favored spot for the genesis of tropical cyclones, but nothing now. Looking at the week ahead, watch the Carolinas, though, as that rain will linger and expand the entire work week, storms eventually making it to the big cities. There's a new Pacific storm working its way eastward this week, staying pinned right to the 49th parallel, making the Great Lakes the next stop coming up this weekend. And the reason for that is the huge dome of high pressure still stacked up in the middle of the country. Every weather system simply has to go around that high. And that's allowing the heat to expand. The wettest day of the week, probably Friday. Upper Midwest and Atlantic coast from Boston to Savannah. Hottest day of the week, probably Saturday, as 90s expand all the way up into the Tennessee Valley. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Jessica Mulrooney's show, I Do Redo, has now been removed from all CTV platforms, and a number of brands have cut ties with her, including Hudson's Bay. It happened after Canadian lifestyle blogger and marketer Sasha Exeter accused Jessica Mulrooney of using white privilege to threaten her livelihood.
Listen, I'm by no means calling Jess a racist, but what I will say is this. She is very well aware of her wealth, her perceived power, and privilege because of the color of her skin. And that, my friends, gave her the momentary confidence to come for my livelihood in writing.
What? How did she do that? How did she do that? Nowhere, no article is telling me how this Mulrooney person did this. And yet she got fired from Good Morning America for insulting a blogger and then threatening to sue her. What? How does that work? These are the things that mystify me. All right. It's the 9 at 9 on Sterling on Sunday in the 10 o'clock hour. It's time for number 7.
7.
Oh, my God. Spike Lee defends Woody Allen against this thing. Woody's a friend of mine. Against this cancel culture. All right. Shockingly, but true that Spike Lee defended Woody Allen against this cancel culture. He said, Woody's a friend of mine. Now, if you're arrogant enough to be Spike Lee, you figure if somebody's a friend of mine, that's what really all they need to do. No matter what else they did, doesn't matter. He's Spike Lee's friend. Therefore, he's innocent. Isn't that amazing? Oh, but wait! Now, here's an update. Spike Lee has apologized for comments he made in defense of friend Woody Allen. The filmmaker posted a statement on Twitter Saturday, calling his words wrong. Spike Lee has apologized. He says, my words were wrong. The director tweeted, I do not and will not tolerate sexual harassment, assault, or violence, or any such treatment that causes real damage that can't be minimized. Now, earlier, Woody Allen can count Spike Lee among his supporters in the entertainment industry. In an interview for a radio station in New York, the director voiced his support for Allen, noting he still calls the embattled filmmaker a friend. But you see, Woody's daughter, adopted daughter Dylan Farrow, has repeatedly accused the director of molesting her when she was a child, which Allen has consistently denied. Well, here's the problem. Two problems. One, kid memories are wacky. I'm not saying Dylan wasn't molested. I'm saying that kid memories are wacky. And Woody Allen's memory would be pretty good. And there were other kids there, including the one he married. What? Wait, who am I defending? I'm just saying we don't know. We weren't there. We weren't there. And Spike Lee's first instinct was to defend a fellow filmmaker because, you know, that's a defendable class. That's its own class. They can be defended. Oh, my gosh, this is crazy time. But then somebody said, wait, Spike, you can't get on this side of the story. You cannot be on this side of the story. Again, the problem is that Woody has had a profound negative impact to his career and his livelihood because of this. There are stars that won't get near him, that won't make any movies with him. But again, we don't know. Let me tell you a story. I was a kid, see. I was 3 years old. And I know how old I was because we moved when I was three. This was in the apartment we lived in before I was three. So I remember everything before I was three, if it was in this apartment. If it was in this particular apartment, I was three. Anything after that, it happened in a different place. It was after I was three, but I was three. Now get this. I'll never forget this. In my living room, when I was 3 years old, we lived in a nice apartment with a wood paneled floor, a parquet floor. And at one point in the floor, I'm walking around as a kid. I'm in diapers, probably, because I was very immature, even at three. I was immature at three. This has sustained me through the rest of my life. Now I'm immature, you know, well into my not threes. I swear this happened. Part of the floor, small part of the floor, pushed open elegantly and quietly, and a hand came out and moved around. It moved around. It wasn't threatening, but it was there. And then it went back into the floor. I'm freaking out. I run to my mom. My mom reports this to my dad that night. Now, this was unusual because I was an only kid in a small apartment with two loving, sweet parents. Nothing happened. The only thing that happened is the Electrolux would move by, the color, the black and white TV would go on and off. My mother would say it's time for a nap. That's all that ever happened in this apartment. And then one day I announced that a hand had come through the floor in a small, like 6 by 6 inch square, popped itself up, moved itself around. And as I'm telling you this story, many years later, I'm starting to hyperventilate. Okay, a couple weeks later, I open the closet door, the hallway closet door, and the hand is coming up through the floorboards once again. And I'm like, what? And again, I tell my mother. Now, my parents, because I was the only kid, were taking me very seriously. They were taking me very seriously. My father's looking at me like an interrogator in a legal case. He's saying, was the hand threatening you? I'm like, no. Did it try to reach you? No. Did it try to grab you? No. It just came up through the floor. Now, to this day, that happened. To this second, I'm telling you that happened. I have wanted to go back to that apartment and look in those spots to see if that could have possibly happened. Because kids' memories are whacked and kids see things. Every night before we went to sleep, my baby, the 2-year-old, 3-year-old, 4-year-old, could tell me how many angels were hanging over us. She couldn't count. She could tell me how many angels there were. And then this was bizarre. My 4-year-old, when she was 4 or 5, at twilight in a 120-year-old house that we used to live in, at twilight, she's sitting on the kitchen counter. And she starts speaking French and pretending to inhale a cigarette like a French chanteuse. All of a sudden, she's a French chanteuse. She had never heard French in her life. She goes, she starts speaking French and inhaling and exhaling a cigarette as though she had smoked all her life. I believe kids have recessive memory that eventually dissipates when they get to be 5 or 6 or screwed up by the schools, but I believe it's in there. I believe we're born with genetic memory. And I think sometimes that confuses a lot of things. All right, coming up in just seconds, you and I will hear 6 out of 9 on Sterling on Sunday at 44 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. You want a phone number? I'm live. Call me, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. It's a June night. What a magnificent night. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool, and I'm going to tell you a deep, dark secret about myself. Coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
How many times do you have to get busted doing illegal things with strippers before it ruins your political career? Well, in Florida, it's more than 2. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
I want to share with you information about a great product that will help relieve tension. If you're feeling a little stressed, either because of money or whatever, now there's some relief, and it's from CBD products. CBD products are made from the marijuana plant. They're made from the marijuana plant. They're extracted by CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com extracts CBD from the marijuana plant and puts it into a variety of forms. You can get it in a capsule. You can get it in a gummy or a cream or a salve, whatever is right for you, or drops, and you can mix it in something else or just drop it on your tongue. Whatever way the CBD products are right for you, you can get it at CBDistillery.com. It's not like buying it on the street, you know, one of those carts, or a cart in the mall where there's one little bottle of something. Who knows what went in there? This is from a real company, CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com, a real company that has a real product that they purify and have sold to hundreds of thousands of people. I ordered CBD products a couple months ago, put them on my joints, and not only did it help my joints stop hurting, it actually worked for a couple days without a reapplication. CBD products. You get them at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Then you put in the promo code Walter. When you put in the promo code Walter, you will get a significant discount. I am not allowed to tell you the discount because of FTC rules, but the discount is significant. Try it. See what it is. Order something. When you put in my name, Walter, you get a discount. And then I get credit for sharing this information with you, and my kids get to go to college. That's a pretty good deal all the way around. CBDistillery.com. Let your tension go.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we go to Brooksville, Florida. And we're going to go back in time to 2012, where a Florida man is running for Hernando County Commissioner. It was discovered that he had had a relationship with a stripper, in which the child of the stripper was seriously sickened and sent to the hospital. And it turns out the little girl had ingested a piece of crack cocaine. Now, legally speaking, there's no crime by the Florida man. So he ends up winning the seat. And does he straighten up his ways? Of course not. This is Florida Stories. He continues being a regular at the local strip clubs. And in 2018, another investigation, complete with hidden video and lurid text, Florida man had arranged another deal with another interesting relationship with a stripper. In this one, he rented a separate house, and the stripper could live there and even have some of her friends over to make some extra money on the side, if you know what I mean. Yeah, he was basically allowing her to run a brothel out of his rent house. And in exchange for rent and running a brothel, all she had to do is let him dip his pen in the company ink whenever he liked. When the investigation became public, he resigned. And now it's been 2 years and he wants his old seat back. The only charges that stuck were misdemeanor charges. So, hey, he may get a seat back. I have a feeling this guy might end up on Florida Stories again, and I also have a feeling that story may include strippers. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Vero Beach, where a woman and her young kids were out playing in the front yard, and across the street, the creepy neighbor, she's pulled her tank top down, she's fully exposed her breast, and the mom's sick of it. She does this in front of the kids. You know, she just wants attention. And now that I have your attention, you can stop being excited now. She's 56 years old, and according to the mugshot over here, it's not anything you would hope for your neighbor to do. When the cops asked her why she was topless, she said she was cleaning out her garage. When asked why she was cleaning out her garage topless, she said, because I can.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go to Miami, where medical innovations are taking place. No, we didn't cure cancer, didn't find a cure for the common cold, but we have now the first U.S. state that allows drive-through Botox injections. We know the coronavirus pandemic has really pushed innovations. And even if you're going to be locked up at home and nobody can see you, you still don't want to have wrinkles, right? Don't be ridiculous. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we have a word from Iggy Pop. And this time, speaking on behalf of the Animal League Defense Fund, He is urging Florida Senators Marco Rubio and Rick Scott to co-sponsor the Big Cat Public Safety Act that would prohibit private ownership of big cats, tigers, lions, other big animals like that. This is clearly in response to the Tiger King. And listen, y'all, I love Iggy, love his music, but I'm not sure if we should be making statecraft based on the recommendations of a 70-year-old recovering heroin addict who hasn't worn a shirt since 1968. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, at 46 past the next hour, we will have the second installment of Florida Stories. There's nothing else like it on American radio. This is thrilling for everybody involved. Dennis in Havertown, Pennsylvania, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You're live at 888-688-WALT.
Hey, Walter.
Dennis, sir, welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I was listening to your story about when you were a youngster in your house there years ago, and when I was little, my parents used to they told me I used to talk to them and say that in the past life I was a Chinese kid, and I don't know what the but. And I listened to your story, and I'm just going to tell you what they told me. Get well soon, Walter. Goodbye.
Thank you very much for the call at 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. All right, it's time for the 9 at 9. We're up to
6.
All right, here we go. Researchers find that parents are so busy, they are now so busy, that they eat 156 meals a year while standing. It seems hectic parents have such busy schedules, they eat 156 meals while standing. But here's the killer. Research also show that mothers and fathers spend 27 hours a week on basic parenting tasks, and that we only have 21 minutes a day for ourselves. Now, I feel a lot better. Because I'm sitting there going, I said to my current most recent wife, I said, you know what? I have about 20 minutes in the morning before the 8-year-old wakes up, and I have about 30 minutes at night before the 8-year-old wakes up for myself. That's all I've got. And in this work, I need thinking time. I have very big guns behind me, both pushing me and celebrating me. Chris Olivero at Entercom, Alan First at Entercom. I've got Chris Berry at iHeart. Terrific guys who are expecting a premium radio show in every way. Kurt Johnson at Alpha Media. And they expect a premium radio show. And I'm like, I've got about 8 seconds a day to prepare the show. Now, it sounds like much more because I'm so good at what I do that no one else can touch this. But the fact is, I have very little time to prepare this. And then it turns out that most parents of young kids only have 21 minutes a day. I used to be vaguely annoyed at my wife for this. I used to blame her. But the fact is that these children just eat up tremendous amount of time. And then you start to feel guilty. Well, you wanted them, didn't you? Didn't you want children? This is what they're supposed to have. No, I want three nannies. That's what I want. Three nannies to get me through this. But they're not around. That's what I want. But it turns out that we're not unique. It turns out we're never unique. Oh, my gosh. Now, I have another Florida story for you at 46 minutes past the next hour. And let's see. Do we have time for number 5? I think we do.
5.
All right. Here's number 5 of the top 9. Halsey recently fractured her ankle while she was loading the dishwasher. Halsey, the singer, the hot singer, fractured her ankle while she was loading the dishwasher. Well, that's good to know. Because, you see, Halsey is such a cool person. It is news that, one, she knows what a dishwasher is. And, two, she knows how to load it. And I'm sorry she broke and fractured her ankle, but, oh, well, listen. And I'm glad she didn't have a housekeeper doing it. Good for you for doing your own dishes, in the dishwasher. That dishwasher is the bane of my existence. I hate that friggin' dishwasher because it's always full or always empty, but never is there a 14-year-old around to empty it or fill it. Never. And then there's always one cup that no matter what you do, never gets clean. Doesn't matter what you do, it never gets clean. All right, coming up in the next hour, we have at 46 past the hour, we have a brand new Florida stories, just what you want. And then we're going to go over some of the most remarkable things about our country. We're going to have a good show tonight. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday weather. As busy as the weather was last weekend, that's how quiet it is this weekend. But it has been a crazy weather week. Snow, hail, flooding, rains, damaging winds, even tornadoes. None of that tonight. Still some street flooding in South Florida. Those warnings expiring now. And wind advisories along the northern tier of states. And that's due to the developing severe thunderstorms for the Dakotas. Watch continues in place. Plus, Sterling on Sunday is proud to offer Fishtown reports for the summer season from the Velo House in seconds. But first, what's your weather tomorrow? An old front that's been draped over the southeast this past week is now getting pushed out along the coast. And on that front, a new upper-level low will generate locally heavy rains tomorrow for the Carolinas back into Georgia. Northeast and Great Lakes will be dry tomorrow, seasonable temperatures. Central and South Florida stay wet, abundant tropical moisture. Texas Gulf Coast has got some tropical moisture too, and scattered showers Arizona and New Mexico. But the bigger push of moisture tomorrow is in the Pacific Northwest. Rains from Washington and Oregon, driving into Idaho and later western Montana. No extreme heat yet, except for Dallas and Kansas City tomorrow. And that heat ridge will ooze eastward later this week. And what about the tropics? That's coming up in our next report, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
So proud to be on Allen First radio station in Kansas City. And on KFBK in Sacramento, run by the brilliant Bill White at 808 in the city, 808 in California's capital with Walter M. Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday. One of the great things about being in America, we have nuance and subtlety and quality that no other country has, does not exist. I've driven all around France and England, maybe you have too, and it's not quite like us. We take very simple things and we make them better. As Americans, we take simple things and we make them better. And we have nooks and crannies in our country that are unbelievable, that give us great joy. I want you to think about your memory for a second. Think about this. When you think about a friend of yours, when you think about a building that you love, you don't think of the whole face. You think of one little crook or cranny of that person's face, that when it smiles or frowns, you're like, that's my face. That's my friend. That's how she looked. That's how our memories work. It's an interesting thing. I don't think anybody, when they say, well, you know, Joe, remember Joe? Wasn't Joe great? You don't see all of Joe. You see one little glimmer of Joe's, the corner of his eye, the eyebrow. And that's how our memories work. We couldn't possibly remember the whole thing. We couldn't compress everything into one place. And what Americans tend to do, what you and I tend to do, is when we focus on anything, we say, okay, this is going to be great. We focus in on it, and it becomes spectacular. Now, it may already have existed for years, but we make it better. That's who Americans are. If you're Keith Mortensen and you're driving an 18-wheeler across Route 80 or up I-5 or up across 75, the Luge, you're like, I'm driving this truck tonight. And you know what? Nobody drives a truck better than I do. And when I pull in to the truck stop, I will pull into that spot perfectly. I will pull into the slot at the parking lot, smooth as could be. I won't touch another truck, and I'll be between the lines because I am a great truck driver. That's who you and I are. You're working at Subway. and you cut 100 sandwiches a day. You have to slice that mini loaf, the 6-inch loaf, 100 times a day. Maybe a few people go crazy and buy the 12-inch loaf. But you're going to slice it exactly down the middle and not too deep. And the person receiving it is going to look at you with a glimmer of admiration because you did it right. You're working at Baskin and Robbins, and they want a double scoop. They're there with their kid, and they want a double scoop. You're not going to shortchange them because you take pride in your work. We are Americans. That's what we do. When I put together this show, when every other talk show host I've ever known puts together this show, you know what we all walk into the studio with? About 800 pounds of paper. So that any possible topic that could come up or any flash idea we have it under our arm. We can do it. That's who we are. In the next few minutes, I'm going to go over several things that I'm looking at. I'm thinking about my day, my life, and our country that we do better than anybody else. Anybody else. I was in Bucharest, Romania, with a media executive named Dan Mason. Now, that's not Budapest, which is in Hungary, in Bucharest, Romania, the capital of Romania. And I'm thinking of how different it is, because you and I have decided at some point in our life that we are going to do a specific career. We're going to have a specific career. And not only did we have the freedom to do it, we had the education to do it well. Because, you know, what's the question your parents asked you? All right, you want to do that? What's the best school you can go to? You want to be an artist? Save your money. And what's the best school you can go to for that? You want to get into the law school? Let's apply to Harvard. You're going to get into Lehigh, but apply to Harvard. Do whatever you can to get into the best school. That's who we are. I'm sitting in Bucharest, Romania, and it had recently been freed from communism. And I'm surrounded by people who work at the radio station. Program director, music director, hosts, disc jockeys, chief engineers, all people who worked at the radio station. And in normal conversation at an American radio station, you would say to each other, well, where'd you last work? Which station did you work at last? And that's how we learn their pedigree. That's how we know who they touched. That's how we know what they know. That's how we know what they know. Now I'm looking at these guys in Bucharest, these women in Bucharest at lunch, and I said to them, well, where'd you work last? Before you worked at this radio station, where'd you work last? And the first one said to me, well, I used to run a steamroller. And then I look at the next person. I said, well, where'd you work last? He said, well, I was a building contractor in another city. And where'd you work? Well, I worked for the government. None of them had worked at the radio station before. Because before the fall of communism, none of them had the choice. They didn't have the choice, but we have the choice, and that's what gives us the opportunity to be fantastic, not just great, but fantastic. We have the choice. We have the educational system to be great. Usually, we have the parents that allow us to be great. This is unusual in the world. It's not just unusual in general. It's unusual in the world. Tonight I'm online, and I'm looking at different songs, and I come across the Steam song, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss 'Em Goodbye, one of those turntable favorites, a song that disc jockeys used to love to play because it had a long introduction and they could talk forever. Not big in sales, but a number one disc jockey song. And I played this version, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is better than the hit. This is better than any version that there ever was. It's spectacular. It's done by the original artists, but it's better. 30 years after it came out, this is a better version. I have posted on the Walter M. Sterling Facebook page, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. You can get a link to that version of Na Na, Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. It's produced by the great T.J. Lubinsky. Thank you, T.J., for making that song better. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool, and I'm going to tell you a deep, dark secret about myself. Coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
What do you do if a clown shows up at your house and shoots your wife in the face? Sometimes you marry the clown. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I love ForHymns.com. ForHymns.com/Walter is a company that I love. I love it because when I go to ForHymns.com, all I see are great products for men. These include tea. Who knew? Hand cream. Skin lotion. Shampoo, conditioners, hair restoration products, everything a guy needs. Plus, the little blue pill. That's right, the little blue pill in a generic form, which means you and I can afford an erection. Finally, we can afford an erection. It's not just for fancy guys. It's for guys like you and me who are well endowed. Going to forhymns.com/Walter is practically an admission that you're well endowed, because if you're well endowed, doesn't it make sense that you need a little more help? Of course it does. Now, I want you to try Hymns today by starting out with a free online visit. That's right, free. Go to forhymns.com/Walter. That's forhymns.com/Walter. ForHymns.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to a doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is right for you. They will connect you with the physician online. You don't have to go to a doctor's office. You don't have to search for the physician. It's all handled for you. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. Remember, that's forhymns.com/Walter. Put in Walter for a significant discount.
Sterling on Sunday.
You deserve to relax. I'm Walter M. Sterling, and there are a lot of great products that help us relax. And one that is legal, doesn't require a doctor prescription, and for me at least, it always works, is CBD products. CBD products are made from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant, and the best place to get them is CBDistillery.com, CBDistillery.com. And you enter the promo code Walter for a significant discount on capsules, gummies, lotions, salves. It's amazing what they have. These products help me relax. I bet they'll help you relax. Let me know. Let me know how they work for you. Find them at CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter. This is the moment. You deserve to relax. And it's much easier with CBD products from CBDistillery.com, promo code Walter.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
All right, everybody's very excited about their treats. At 20 past the hour, coming up in just seconds, we'll have our second installment of Florida Stories at 46 past the hour. 46 past the hour. My number is 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday. Look at this night. This is a magnificent June night across most of the country. How lucky are you and I to be in America and to be able to just smell that night? There are places in America that are best to enjoy the month of June. I'm a city kid, but in the month of June, the best places are in the suburbs. They're in North Jersey, out on Long Island, Northern California. Oh my God, in Northern California, it's crazy. East Texas. Georgia. The suburbs are made for nights like this, because on nights like this, you can smell the honeysuckle. You can hear the crickets. And there's nobody around. It's like a vacuum of silence. The nights like this are not controlled by parents. The parents are out of the picture. In the parks and playgrounds throughout our country, there are young kids. They're teenagers. They're on the basketball courts. And those courts are usually lit by a single light, one Klieg light, or a sulfur arc light, which is really amazing lighting. It's like a giant candle. About 2 years ago, I was waiting for a friend, and I was parked in a recreation lot. I was parked in a parking lot outside of a basketball court. And I'm listening to the crickets, and I'm listening to the chirping and the frogs. We were near a pond, and it was just, oh my God, it was intoxicating how beautiful it was. The smell, the aroma, the sounds, all meant to relax us, all designed to say to human beings, don't worry about going hunting right now. Just take it easy. Take it easy. And as I'm listening to these incredible sounds, these magnificent natural sounds, I'm starting to hear a basketball thump. Like, I didn't see at first what I was supposed to see, but I heard a basketball thump. And in the mist over there by one of the nets, I see a young woman, 15 or 16 years of age. She had on her high school basketball jersey. And she was practicing hoops. She was getting almost all of them in. But what was interesting is when she got them in, her facial expression didn't change. She wasn't like a dumb guy going, yeah, yeah. No, no. She was a focused, dedicated young athlete who was practicing hoops. And for these moments, as I'm watching her, she owned that court. That basketball court was all hers. Nobody was going to come on that court. There may have been kids on the periphery, but they weren't stepping foot on it, because I quickly realized that in her school, she was a star. And then I realized why she was a star. She was a star because that was her court, and I'll bet you every single night she practiced. I promise you that every night that she could come onto that basketball court, she practiced. Now, my friend was slow. It took a while for him to get out of where he was. So I'm watching her. My lights are off. I wasn't being a creep. I wasn't going to bother her. I was just watching with respect a gifted young athlete, because she got 99 out of 100 hoops in a regulation net. And she was serious. She was fierce. But the face didn't change when she scored a point. The face didn't change because her job in her mind was to get as many as she could in. That was her job. Special suburbs give kids that opportunity. They give them this gift of park and recreation courts where they can go and practice and not be bothered and not have to worry about it and not feel self-conscious. The benefit to me is I got to watch her. And I realized after, 50 of these shots getting in, that she was an ace. She knew what she was doing. And I was lucky to witness it. But between the aroma of the suburb, the sound of the crickets and the frogs, and hearing the only other sound was the bouncing of her basketball, and seeing her nail it every single time, I'm like, that's America. I don't see that in France. I don't think at night in France I'm going to see that. I'm not going to see that at night in Spain. Because she had made a decision to focus. And that's the key. Now as kids get out of school, and as my friends go back to work, they're all like, well, what can I do for my career? Well, the answer to what you can do for your career is focus. and wipe the ego off your face. Stop being all proud of your minor accomplishments and start to focus on something bigger. Focus on something bigger. And that's what she was doing. She clearly had goals in mind once she got off that court. It was a privilege to watch her that night. It's something you would only see in the suburbs of San Francisco, Chicago, Atlanta. You won't see it in the city. There'll be people vying for the court. But out in the safety of the suburb, where no one's going to bug these kids, they get to be something remarkable. My number is 888-688-WALT. You and I are live on a Sunday night. And this is what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is you're going back to work. You've been unemployed for quite a while. 30 million plus Americans have been unemployed for quite a while. And that means that over 30 million Americans have had to come up with some ways to deal with this. I am very ashamed of some of the things that I have done while desperately unemployed. Maybe you have become ashamed of some things that you've done while desperately unemployed, but sometimes there are things we just have to do while desperately unemployed. For the first time in their lives, about 15, 16 million Americans had to apply for unemployment. They've never done it before. They had no idea they had to sign in on Sunday nights. What do you mean we have to sign in every Sunday night? We have to go and reapply virtually every week. No one ever thought about that. It's a horrible experience, right? Not as horrible as some of the things that we're ashamed of that we did while unemployed to get by, to take care of our family. The thing I am most ashamed of, I stole toilet paper from the church. I was in the church bathroom doing bathroom things, and there was toilet paper, a gift from God. The toilet paper was a gift from God, and I stole some. What's the most shameful thing you have done on unemployment? Thing you're most ashamed of? You're anonymous, you know. My number is 888-688-WALT. Yes, we're on KFBK. 888-688-WALT coming up in just seconds. At 46 past the hour, we're going to have Florida stories. I love Florida stories. Plus, oh, Velo Hool has a brand new feature for us, which is he's selling fish. And we're going to have the fish report, what fish are trending, what fish are not trending, what the pricing looks like. It's a spectacular show. Yes, 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, all quiet in the tropics right now. Saharan dust at the mid-levels and strong wind shear up above across the Atlantic Basin are making it very difficult for any tropical waves to really get started. We may finish the month of June before we actually see Dolly. That may come up after July 1st. But if there's a location to watch, it's along the Carolina coast. We reported last time on the stalled front that's located there, and that weather feature is a favored spot for the genesis of tropical cyclones, but nothing now. Looking at the week ahead, watch the Carolinas, though, as that rain will linger and expand the entire work week, storms eventually making it to the big cities. There's a new Pacific storm working its way eastward this week, staying pinned right to the 49th parallel, making the Great Lakes the next stop coming up this weekend. And the reason for that is the huge dome of high pressure still stacked up in the middle of the country. Every weather system simply has to go around that high, and that's allowing the heat to expand. The wettest day of the week, probably Friday. Upper Midwest and Atlantic coast from Boston to Savannah. Hottest day of the week, probably Saturday, as 90s expand all the way up into the Tennessee Valley. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, from the home of the great WBAP in Dallas, it is an honor to introduce you to Judy from Dallas. Judy shares a terrible joke with us each week. Now, I have to explain something about Judy. This is very important. Judy has a slight speech impediment. Judy may sound older than she is. She's a young woman. I have no trouble understanding Judy. I expect you to listen carefully so you have no trouble understanding Judy. And now Judy's going to share with us a horrible joke. Welcome, Judy.
Hello, how are you?
Charming, Judy.
Well, Walter, did you hear that someone is stealing wheels, the wheels off the police car, off of the police cars?
Somebody's stealing the wheels off of the police cars? Oh, no.
Yes, don't worry. We're entirely to find out.
Say the punchline again, Judy.
They're working tirelessly to find out who.
Say it once more.
They're working tirelessly to find out who.
There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance. They had no cares, cause they did not wear any underwears.
We don't know. That's our version of Take It Off, Kesha.
We should put that one.
Oh, never mind. Bye!
All right, 888-688-WALT with Walter M. Sterling. 888-688-WALT. It's 38 past the hour, 46 past the hour. You are going to hear number two, Florida Stories number two. What a pleasure to be with you on this magnificent June night across America. We're driving our 18-wheeler. You know what's so great about being in an 18-wheeler at this time is that all the grown-ups are in bed, and you and I get to be alone. I get to just talk to you. You have the best media room in the world. You know what's cool about being in an 18-wheeler, besides the fact you have magnificent speakers, any kind of audio coming in that you want? You have all kinds of lights on your dashboard that other people don't understand. And you have cool toggle switches. Those toggle switches in an 18-wheeler are the envy of me and other guys who don't have the guts to say, you know, what's the deal with all those toggle switches? That's amazing. And then on some of them, you have far more running lights than you need. It's bigger than Christmas. The running lights on some 18-wheelers are bigger than Christmas. But I'll tell you where you guys are screwed. You're screwed by those tolls. How the hell they can charge? You realize on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, to go from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, it's about $60 for a four-wheeler. It's $1,000 for an 18-wheeler. How do you figure that? And it's the same crooked scam across the country. I hate those tolls. And I hate them because they're a fraud. And the reason they're a fraud, in case you ask, the reason they're a fraud is that the roads have been paid for. They always say, well, you know, it's to pay for the roads. Well, these roads have been around 50, 60, 70 years. They're paid for. And it's concrete, not an expensive item. Worse than that, they'll say, well, you know, in case there's a road repair needed to keep up the roads. No, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. If you and I hit the guardrail, I'm pounding the pen. If you and I hit the guardrail, you know what happens? We'll get a bill. In most states, we will get a bill for slamming that guardrail. It doesn't come out of their billion-dollar toll budget. The cost? No. The revenue in most tolls across the country is $1 billion. You go across the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, good luck. Good luck paying your mortgage that month. Good luck making your rent that month. What is like $28 to go across that bridge? That's insane, and it's wrong, and it's immoral. You want to become president of the United States? It's very simple. Stand up and say, I will compel every governor in every state to take down the tolls. And when I said that just now, coast to coast, from San Francisco to Kansas City to KMOX in St. Louis, Ryan Recker standing by going, I can do a better show than that. Coast to coast, you could hear the cheer of people going, yeah, take down those tolls. Why am I the only one to notice that that is the way to become president of the United States? Take down the damn tolls. That's all you got to do. Coming up in just seconds, we have part two of Florida Stories. Plus, Velo Hul will share with us the Fish Trend Reports. It's a giant show. Oh, and I'm live. This is very important. I have to remind you of this because 400 programming executives will bust my chops if I don't. I have a podcast. Please, Dr. Jesus, go to Apple iTunes or radio.com or iHeartMedia.com and look for my podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. Midnight misfits, but it's spelled wrong. M-I-D-N-I-T-E. M-I-D-N-I-T-E. It's spelled wrong because I'm a misfit. Download the Midnight Misfits. You'll enjoy it. It has wacky stuff, makes no sense. It's the best I can throw together in 12 minutes. Oh, and that's the other thing. They're not long. These ponderous, oh, with the piano solos and people being very earnest. And, well, you know, today on our podcast, we'd like to welcome Dr. Fran Schneider. And Dr. Schneider is an expert in the tsetse fly. Dr. Schneider, before I ask you some questions, I'm going to play for you a piano solo, a Chopin piano solo for about 18 minutes. And then people will think this is a very serious podcast. I don't do any of that. I talk to you for about 12 minutes, then we're done. You're at work, no problems. I'm Walter Sterling at 888-688-WALT, and this is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool, and I'm going to tell you a deep, dark secret about myself. Coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
What do you do if a clown shows up at your house and shoots your wife in the face? Sometimes you marry the clown. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories.
I'm Walter Sterling, FORHIMS.com/Walter. That's for hymns.com/Walter. Why should you go there? You should go there because it's a website dedicated to products for guys, premium products for men, including the little blue pill. If you've ever wanted the little blue pill to get an erection on demand, you think it through and you think, gee, I've got to go to the drugstore. I have to give a prescription to Michelle, the pharmacist, who I've been flirting with for a long time. I might have to buy some things I don't even want or need, like those protein drinks and those fruit bars and all that stuff just to cover what I'm buying. Or you have to go to the doctor's office and sit in the smelly waiting room with people coughing all over you. It's a horrible experience. This eliminates all of it. Now you can get the little blue pill at the generic pill price. It's inexpensive. You go to forhims.com/Walter. That's FORHIMS.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter. This is a prescription product, and prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with a physician who will determine if a prescription is appropriate for you. See the website for full details and safety information. And remember, this little blue pill could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy, and now you don't have to be embarrassed in front of Michelle, the pharmacist. It gets mailed to you wherever you want in a discreet package. It can be mailed to you at your work or the secret UPS box I know you have. I know you have a secret box. Remember, that's forhims.com/Walter, FORHIMS.com/Walter.
Let's go, go, let's go, go, go with Chippa's Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida story, we're going to Largo, Florida. This is Pinellas County, where the officials came out to a domestic disturbance incident, where a Florida woman got in an argument with her boyfriend, and it was over something really important. They were arguing whether the window should be open or not in the kitchen of the trailer that they share with his mom. That's right. How would you like to be 47, living with your 39-year-old boyfriend in their mom's trailer? So the argument escalated. She grabbed a hamburger, smashed it in his face. He called the cops. Cops are trying to figure out who's telling the truth. She said, I didn't smack him with a hamburger. But she got busted. There was literally a piece of hamburger in his ear. Boy, I hope those two kids work their relationship problems out. I have high hopes for them. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we have a 41-year-old Florida man who's just trying to be the cool dad. He's got a girlfriend that he loves very much, and she has a 12-year-old daughter. And the 12-year-old daughter was staying with him and said, I really like your Jeep. You think you'd let me drive it? And he wants to be cool. He wants his girlfriend's daughter to like him. So sure, let's drive the Jeep. Can I drive it really fast? Sure. So everything's going great and he's really cool until they're going 85 miles an hour on the interstate and a cop pulls him over. Cops don't care what the excuse is on why you're letting a 12-year-old drive. really doesn't help when you have a beer in your lap either. Yeah, real cool dad. Got us arrested on the freeway. Thanks. Great time. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we're going to the Hollandale Beach Police Department, where the entire SWAT team resigned over the chief kneeling with protesters. Which, you know, it's serious, because if you're a member of a SWAT team in Florida, think about that. You probably get more action than the 101st Airborne. It's probably equivalent. It's probably the domestic equivalent of being on SEAL Team 6. A SWAT team in Florida? Can you imagine what these people see? Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
Finally, on Florida Stories, we go to West Palm Beach, where in 1990, a married housewife staying at home during the day, there's a knock on the door, someone's ringing the doorbell, so she goes up, and it's a clown. The clown's got some carnations and balloons, and oh, what's a special occasion? The clown pulls out a gun, shoots her in the face, and disappears. Fast forward almost 30 years, some DNA breaks the case wide open, and the cops now have a lead. Person of interest, the husband's mistress at the time, who's now been married to the husband for almost 30 years. So this Florida woman had an affair with a married man, stole the husband's affections, and then murdered the wife and married the dead woman's husband. And from the looks of it, she wasn't a very funny clown either. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @JamesParkerShow. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
All right, let's see. Who should we go to here? I just lost that page, of course. I'm not very professional. At 888-688-WALT, Dan in Sacramento, listening on KFBK.
Awesome.
Welcome to the big show, Dan. Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Walter?
Welcome, Dan. Welcome to Network Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm just over here. The worst thing that I've had to do so far is live out of my car. For me, this whole thing and have to ask for help. You know, can you imagine what that does to a person that's got a lot of pride in their heart and don't never ask for anyone for anything? But because of this whole mess that happened, no, through no fault of our own, we all know who really caused it, the pandemic, you know, in the world. But that's the hardest thing I've had to do during this, pandemic, is the hardest thing to ask for help. I've always been so self-sufficient, Walt, and to have to go from that to admitting when you're in need, it's really rough. I mean,
go ahead.
When you mentioned about having to steal toilet paper from a church, I was like, man, I was almost resorting to that. I mean, and I can't say that I haven't done it, and I'm a Christian too. So it's hard. It really is.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, congratulations that you asked for help. That's a win. That's success. Because one of the worst things that happens to American men is that we think we have to do everything ourselves. We think we can ask for help, that it's a sign of weakness. Yep. That we're weak. But in fact, the greatest strength is to say, I need help. And the greatest gift somebody can give you, you know, your life will turn around. The greatest gift somebody will give you one day is they'll look at you and say, hey, you know what, Dan, I need help. And that'll be the greatest thing to happen to you in a long time, because that's the greatest gift you can receive, is a request for help. Now, why are you crying?
Because I appreciate it's been a long time since someone said that to me, and I'm a Christian, and you know they say God's supposed to help us, but you know He can only do what we allow other people Him to do for us through other people. And also, it's like a two pronged thing for me, Walter, because last year I lost my father to cop in Stockton, California. He was a preacher, and his wife of 29 years of marriage left him for another woman in the church that they were attending, and he stole a gun, went down to kill both of them. It misfired. Neighbor called cops, and he pointed the gun at him when they showed up. And I'm still reeling from that. It's been almost 9 months, and it's just been a real double whammy for me. But for the Lord, I probably would have checked out, Walter. And I've just been dependent on the Lord, and I know He'll, like you said, He will get me through this. You know,
if you break an arm. Now listen to me, Dan. If you break an arm,
I'm listening.
You break an arm.
Yeah.
Can that arm heal itself? If you sit in the house, you have a broken arm, can it heal itself?
Yeah.
No.
Because the body...
No, it can't. It'll be a mess, won't it? It'll be crooked. Well, it'll be like a cripple from a broken arm. All right, so how do we get fixed? How does our body get fixed? A broken arm, a sore throat, a fever, whatever it is. The way we get fixed is we go to a doctor and say, I need help.
Yes.
We cannot get fixed unless we ask for help. It's impossible.
That's right. Yep.
And one of the gifts, whatever God you believe in, one of the gifts that you were given is the ability to speak and to think and to look through your eyes and listen through your ears and to say, hey, my friend, my neighbor, I need your help.
Yes.
And there'll be two answers. Most people will say, oh my gosh, Dan, how can I help you? And then there'll be a few a-holes who will turn their back to you. But that's very valuable.
And a lot of those.
Yeah, that's valuable because you know the rest of your life you don't go to them.
Yes, that's right. Right? I've had a lot of those. That's right. I've had a lot of those. That's whenever I've had asked for help, the flakes. You know, they think of every excuse not to help you because it doesn't cost them anything to tell them to tell you that. And I do believe in the Lord. But I know the Bible says that, you know, if Lord, in a roundabout way, that if you endure to the end, you'll be saved. And so I'm just trusting in him. And I still think, for what it's worth, I still think we live in the greatest country in the world. Okay. It's the only country in the world where you can feel free to believe whatever you want, not be dragged down to the street and done away with, I'll say, in a manner of speaking. And I don't know how you could tell that I was crying, but thank you for being intuitively instinctful.
Well, Dan,
about the human character and nature.
I wasn't instinctive, Dan. You were a little loud there with the crying. I appreciate you listening to me. I am so grateful that you listen. Now, do me a favor. Send me an email so we can stay in touch at WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And you and I can become pen pals, okay?
Really? Okay. Yes. WalterMSterling@gmail.com.
At gmail.
Okay.
I answer every email that I get. Dan, thank you very much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. Thank you, sir. At 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Coming up, we're going to talk to the Midnight Misfits. Plus, Velo Hool will reveal his secret hobby, which is, well, actually, it's a business. He will share with us the Fish Trend Report. Now, all up and down the New England coast and the Northern California, Portland, Washington coast, they have fishing reports on the radio, and yet I never hear them on national radio. Again, another scam, another deprivation. Instead, we're gonna do the gold report. We're gonna do the Bitcoin report. Gosh darn it, that's where the money is, and the real estate and the annuity report. Nobody cares about that. Why are these radio stations wasting their time with the Bitcoin report? What we need to know is more about the fish, and Velo Hool will have that for us. We'll have secret information for the Midnight Misfits. Yes, the secret information for the Midnight Misfits. And you can stream us on radio.com. So if you're in a shameful city that does not have Sterling on Sunday on over-the-air radio, which I think will be solved pretty damn soon. Did you hear what I said? It'll be solved pretty damn soon. You can get us on radio.com. Many websites have us, many radio stations search us. Well, I tell you, this has been a spectacular show. I've got to sit back for a few seconds, enjoy a great deal of coffee, and think about what Velo Hool is going to share with us. I'm Walter M. Sterling, live. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather. As busy as the weather was last weekend, that's how quiet it is this weekend. But it has been a crazy weather week. Snow, hail, flooding, rains, damaging winds, even tornadoes. None of that tonight. Still some street flooding in South Florida. Those warnings expiring now. And wind advisories along the northern tier of states. And that's due to the developing severe thunderstorms for the Dakotas. Watch continues in place. Plus, Sterling on Sunday is proud to offer Fishtown reports for the summer season from the Velo House in seconds. But first, what's your weather tomorrow? An old front that's been draped over the southeast this past week is now getting pushed out along the coast. And on that front, a new upper-level low will generate locally heavy rains tomorrow for the Carolinas back into Georgia. Northeast and Great Lakes will be dry tomorrow. Seasonable temperatures. Central and South Florida stay wet. Abundant tropical moisture. Texas Gulf Coast has got some tropical moisture too. And scattered showers Arizona and New Mexico. But the bigger push of moisture tomorrow is in the Pacific Northwest.
rains from Washington and Oregon, driving into Idaho and later western Montana. No extreme heat yet, except for Dallas and Kansas City tomorrow, and that heat ridge will ooze eastward later this week. And what about the tropics? That's coming up in our next report, too. I'm Chief Meteorologist Chum Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
A lot of people have suffered a great deal during this period of unemployment. And we get desperate when we're unemployed. And the money's run out, the savings run out, the friends have run out. And I have been in that position. I have shared that with you in the past. And one of them is that you start to do things that are shameless. You start to do things that you're ashamed of. You may resort to petty thievery or big lying or something to try to get your financial footing square. I was delighted when I saw that there may be another injection of aid from the federal government. Good, because no matter what it is, $1,200 or whatever, we need it, and it's not enough. However, we have all done things that we're ashamed of when desperately unemployed. Being unemployed is horrible. Just having to deal with the bureaucracy is hell. Every Sunday night you have to call in, you have to fill out this form and this form again, and you have to prove that you've been looking for work. Good luck. How the hell do you prove you've been looking for work during these trying times? But I have done some things of which I am particularly ashamed, and I get to confess them with you. You may have some things of which you are particularly ashamed to get through it. And a couple years ago when we were in trouble, when my family was in trouble, I was at church, and I was in the bathroom at church, and I saw under the cabinet of the sink, there were many rolls of toilet paper. Now, when you're unemployed, toilet paper looks like gold bullion. And there it was. And I stole toilet paper from the church. I was ashamed of it at the time. I've been ashamed of it ever since. But that's what we do. Now you get to confess. What have you done that you're ashamed of during these trying times of unemployment? No one will know who you are, completely anonymous. You can make up a name. 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Billy in St. George, Utah. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, hi. Well, on a previous show, you mentioned that your kids are irresponsible. And I was wondering if you could give us an example of them being irresponsible.
Did you listen to a different show?
No, it was your show that you said that on, yeah, on your show. You don't remember talking about that?
The truth is that my kids are far more responsible than their parents. My wife and I are flakes, but my three daughters, they're very much in charge. And, for example, my 8-year-old will catch me talking to myself. I'll walk around the house talking to myself. My 8-year-old will look at me and go, "Dad, are you practicing for your show? Are you practicing for your show?" They're very aware of the boundaries of sanity. That's one of the gifts of having eccentric parents. They're aware of it. My 17-year-old, and thank you for the call, my 17-year-old just completed all of her applications, all of her financial aid requests, every form that she had to fill out to go to Syracuse University. She did it. She was in charge of it. She was responsible for it. My 14-year-old said, "You know, I want to go to art school." Most people want to go to art school because they want to continue their flaky lifestyle. Not her. "I don't know how to draw a head right. I don't know how the proportions of a head work. I want to learn how to do a portrait correctly." Very focused goal. Those are my kids. I'm not bragging. I just want to clear up. They are not irresponsible. But what have you done as an unemployed person that you're ashamed of? Because I believe that everybody who's been unemployed for a while has to do something that they're ashamed of. And it's okay. I'm not talking about, you know, high crime and misdemeanor. I'm just talking about getting through the day. I stole toilet paper from the church. God will take care of me, but I stole toilet paper from the church. What have you done? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, 888-688-WALT. Coming up in seconds, you and I are going to hear from Velo Hool, who has a report on fish. Now, welcome, my Midnight Misfits, Ken Brandenburg, Ken Forbes, Frank Cohn, George Ann Brown, Rosemary Furlong. There you are, Rosemary. Rosemary Furlong and her mom. Michael Garay, D. Wells, Beryl Kravitz, who to this day sent me the best holiday card I have ever received. Judy Anderson, when the hell is he going to marry you? When is Neil Paul going to marry you? Nate Tester, Ann Knupp, Irene Robertson, Marion Jewel Riley, the most beautiful name there ever was, Marion Jewel Riley, Judith J.G., who I think she's done hating me, Rebecca Canner, Ron Layton, Jennifer Hayden, Phil Lucker. These are my friends. These are the Midnight Misfits. You and I belong together. You want to be a Midnight Misfit? It's easy. Go to Walter M. Sterling and download your secret card, the membership card, and it tells you what you got to do to be a Midnight Misfit. But more importantly, it gives you a decoder, which will enable you to decode the message I'm going to give to you in exactly 3 minutes. Go to Walter M. Sterling and download the decoder card. You can print it out right now. It's free. You don't have to mail in for anything. Oh, my gosh. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool, and I'm going to tell you a deep, dark secret about myself. Coming up later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. That's where you can get all of the CBD products that you could imagine. You can get capsules, gummy bears, lotions, salves, whatever you want in CBD. At any imaginable dose. That's because CBDistillery.com is a company dedicated to making CBD products. They're dedicated to it. They extract the product from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They purify it. And then they have sold it to hundreds of thousands of very happy customers. No need for a prescription. You don't have to go to the doctor. This is perfectly legal. Hundreds of thousands of people have gotten the benefits of CBD products. There is no reason to go to the cart in the mall. What the heck's going on with the cart in the mall? I'm not going to buy CBD products from the cart in the mall. Who knows what's going on there? Who knows what kids are putting in that at night? This way you can get CBD products that are properly maintained and shipped to you in a beautiful box in beautiful packaging. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com is where I get my CBD products. They help me relax. They help my joints stop hurting, and I want to know how they work for you. Let me know, cbdistillery.com, and then put in the promo code Walter for a significant discount, cbdistillery.com. These are tense times. Help take it easy. Sit back and relax life one day at a time with the help of CBD products. You feeling any tension? All right, well, this will help with your tension. These are CBD products extracted from the marijuana plant and purified by CBDistillery.com. Put in the promo code Walter and you'll get a discount. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
When you're stuck in the house, what do you want most? A boner on demand. An erection on demand. And that's what you get at 4hymns.com, because 4hymns.com has the little blue pill in generic form. That's right, in generic form, and they will ship it to your house in a discreet package or ship it to your secret UPS box or ship it to you on the road, wherever you want it, from 4hymns.com. Try Hymns today by starting out with a free online visit. Go to 4hymns.com/Walter. FORHIMS.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. Prescription products are subject to doctor approval and require an online consultation with the physician who will determine if a prescription is right for you. See the website for full details and safety information. This could cost hundreds if you went in person to the doctor's office or pharmacy. forhims.com/Walter.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is V-Lo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. And I am a man who has many interests. One of my interests happens to be with fish. I have 30 fish aquariums, and I keep 3 different types of fish and a shrimp. I keep an endangered species called the Amica splendens, critically endangered. I'm helping to save the species. I also have fire red shrimp. Not that you can eat. Be not very nutritious. They're very small. I have super red placostomuses. And my moneymaker in my back pocket, guppies. I have, most of my aquariums are guppies, and I have a few different varieties. I have 2 varieties of swordtails, and I have what they call Roebuck Reds. The Roebuck Red is the most beautiful of the red guppy. Absolutely beautiful. And I sell these guppies. They also let me know if they're hungry. And yes, they let me know it's time to go to a new place. Because when I ship a fish, these fish have told me they want to go on an adventure, a fish adventure. So I pack these fish up, 2 or 3 bags, and I put them in a 2 to 3 day priority box surrounded by insulation, and they go, and they say goodbye. Now you say, well, how many fish do you actually sell? I actually am at the point of paying my mortgage on fish from my aquariums. It's better than selling meth. In the coming weeks, I'm going to share with you the trends of fish sales. What fish are hot, especially those hot guppies, hot. And I'm going to give you the information you desire to know. For Sterling on Sunday, this is V-Lo Hool, fish expert. For Sterling on Sunday.
Well, it's unbelievable. Thank you, V-Lo Hool, because that's an education that we would have never gotten under any conditions. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Beryl Krevitz, D. Wells, John Kelly. What is this? I don't want this. There we go. This is what I want. Judy Anderson, Nat Tester, Ann Nupp, Irene Robertson. Who's this? Oh, Rebecca Canner, Charlie Green, John Harper, Phil Luker. These are the Midnight Misfits. Welcome. Jim Kelly, Eric Ferguson, Bill White, Sue Roman, Ken Forbes, Ken Brandenburg. We love Ken Brandenburg. These are the Midnight Misfits. You can be a Midnight Misfit, too. Just go to Walter M. Sterling, waltermsterling@gmail.com. And send me your name and say hi. Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, and then you will be a Midnight Misfit. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. And now it's time for the secret message that can only be decoded with your Midnight Misfit decoder card. Are you ready for your secret message? Stand by. Ready? C. U. Number sign. No, not number sign. We'll start again. C-U hashtag N. Then a space. 987N. KZ exclamation mark. I'll give it to you one more time. C-U hashtag N. 987NKZ. Exclamation mark. You can get your decoder card and decode that secret message at Walter M. Sterling. Click on the Midnight Misfits, and there it is. Pretty exciting. 24 past the hour, 24 past the hour with Walter M. Sterling. I'm still vibrating. I'm still vibrating from the excitement of the V-Lo Hool report on fish. You really... really never expect to hear anything like that on the radio, but he's going to be back again next week. I was talking about some of the great things about our country and why America is so unique and so special. And part of it goes to the call we had tonight about people needing help. And one of the worst things that happens to guys along the way of being raised is they're sort of taught to not ask for help. They're taught that it's a weakness. We're taught it's a weakness to ask for help. It is not a weakness. I'll share with you a great story. I was in Northern California, above Mendocino. Welcome to Real Talk 910 in San Francisco, KFBK in Sacramento. I was above Mendocino. This is way north. This is in the redwood country. This is in the part of the country where the trees are so thick you actually can drive a car through them. They will never do that to a tree again. But at some point in the 30s, people thought that was a good idea. It was never a good idea. But at some point, they thought it was a good idea. And a friend of mine needed to get to a firehouse deep in the woods in Northern California. Now, I had never been there before. I had never been there before. But this friend, he really needed to meet up with a guy at this firehouse, a fireman, volunteer fireman in Northern California, because there was a community meeting, and he wanted to attend this community meeting. Now, all we knew was that it was 10 at night, it was dark, and between the hotel we were staying at and this firehouse was nothing. I want you to imagine this. Imagine this. Here I am from the city, and now I'm in Northern California surrounded by nothing. We get in this guy's pickup truck, and this is one of those pickup trucks where they took out the springs. They took out the shock absorbers and man up and get in the pickup truck. And I think most of the upholstery was gone. This was the only way we were going to get there, not sure that we were going to get back. We get in this pickup truck, and now we're starting to go. It's a beautiful night, but there are no street lights on the dirt roads of Northern California above Mendocino. There are no lights anywhere. And we had to get to this firehouse deep in the woods, because my friend needed to be in touch with this guy who was going to help him. Okay. He's the only one who could help him. We get in this truck and we start driving. And he starts talking to me about nonsense. Which Springsteen album do you think was the best? I'm thinking, I need to get out of these woods. As we're going along, the darkness gets thicker and thicker, and the feeling of the woods closing in on us gets to be more and more real. And I start to see the ghosts, and I see the hawks on the trees and the bats flying in front of the car. And I'm like, oh my God, we're never going to get out of here. But this man needed help, and the people in that firehouse were there to help him. I'm like, all right. Now we're driving for a good 25 minutes in the middle of nowhere. But this is the difference between our country and, I swear to you, any other country in the world. This was an American moment. The incredible aroma of Northern California woods, which is a mixture of pine and ocean and fireplaces. Unbelievable aroma of pine needles and the ocean. And fireplaces, you know, forest fires, campfires. It's incredible. Just, oh my God. And as we're driving, I figure, okay, on the side of the road, we're going to see a firehouse. And that's where we're going to go. There was no firehouse on the side of the road. No way. Instead, up ahead, deep, way deep in the forest, we see one light, one single light, and a dirt road going off of the dirt road. We take the left, we go down the boom, 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 boom dirt road. And now we're in front of this firehouse that is lit with a single light. Good luck spotting it from the road. And we get out of our pickup truck and we go into the firehouse, which looks deserted, except for the one light. We open the door, and there are like 40 people in there. And they're eating pie. And they barely look up and say, you know, Robert, Walter, do you want some pie? We're like, what? It was, and then for 30 miles around them, there was nothing else again. But that's America. That's who we are. Somebody needs help. He seeks the help. And there are a group of people eating pie ready to help him. That's our great country. That's what's spectacular about America. Not true anyplace else. I swear it's not true anyplace else. I'm Walter M. Sterling. Welcome to the show, Sterling on Sunday.
Where you're hearing things.
Where you're hearing things.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather, all quiet in the tropics right now. Saharan dust at the mid-levels and strong wind shear up above across the Atlantic Basin are making it very difficult for any tropical waves to really get started. We may finish the month of June before we actually see Dolly. That may come up after July 1st. But if there's a location to watch, it's along the Carolina coast. We reported last time on the stalled front that's located there, and that weather feature is a favored spot for the genesis of tropical cyclones, but nothing now. Looking at the week ahead, watch the Carolinas, though, as that rain will linger and expand the entire work week, storms eventually making it to the big cities. There's a new Pacific storm working its way eastward this week, staying pinned right to the 49th parallel, making the Great Lakes the next stop coming up this weekend. And the reason for that is the huge dome of high pressure still stacked up in the middle of the country. Every weather system simply has to go around that high. And that's allowing the heat to expand. The wettest day of the week, probably Friday. Upper Midwest and Atlantic coast from Boston to Savannah. Hottest day of the week, probably Saturday, as 90s expand all the way up into the Tennessee Valley. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Weather reports at 6 and 36 minutes past the hour all night on Sterling on Sunday.
Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, and you can click on the link and hear this. This is the best version of this song, not the stupid versions they play in stadiums. Yeah, you know, we're winning. Yeah, let's play. No, no, yeah. No, this is really well done. And I'm like, what did T.J. Lubinsky do to make this so good? And you know what he did? He emphasized the chimes. The chimes are there, but he emphasized them and made them a whole better song. Oh, he's just a genius. He's a freaking genius. You've seen him. He does all the concerts on public television, and then he stands there and holds up DVDs and begs you for money. That guy, T.J. Lubinsky, brilliant guy. 29 years he's been doing concerts on public television. Brilliant man. I'm Walter Sterling. It's 38 past the hour. Thank you for all the nice notes about Florida stories. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. Time for you to send me a photo. There are too many photos of me on the internet. Too many photos. Here's what you do. Snap a picture of what you're looking at now with that overpriced iPhone that you've got right now. Take a picture of it. Email it to me, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com, KXNT in Las Vegas. Welcome. KDKA in Pittsburgh, 100 years of radio at KDKA in Pittsburgh. Do you know what an honor it is? I catch my throat every time I say I'm on KDKA. Oh, my gosh. And Jim Gracie, who's been so gracious to me, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome, Midnight Misfits. Ben White, Jane Houtant. I never could pronounce her name. Charlie Green, John Harper. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Eddie Valdez, Jennifer Hayden. Ken Brandenburg, Ken Forbes, welcome. And my favorite of the moment, Jim Cardacci. Now, Jim has moved to three different cities and stuck with us. Now he's in Orlando, Florida, listening on 660 in Orlando, Florida. Now, you know what's great about 660 in Orlando, Florida? The best thing about them? Right now, they're on the air at 1239 East Coast time. They will keep airing Sterling on Sunday till 5 a.m. How brilliant is that? All the people stumbling out of bars in Orlando will be able to hear Sterling on Sunday while in Jim Kardashian's Uber car. What could be better than that? Listen, you work at a radio station that airs Sterling on Sunday. It's Sunday night into Monday morning. Why don't you air us 3 times? It's not a big deal. Well, you know, we don't do that sort of thing here. Yes, you do. You repeat all kinds of nonsense all the time. I know you do. And one of the things that when I was a suit and I was a consultant and I gave brilliant advice, I always said, do not repeat anything on a talk station because it's dead fish. But in my case, with my show, you don't have anything that's better or more interesting or more compelling. You just don't. If you do, why don't you send me an email now and let me know what that is? WalterMSterling@gmail.com. But right now, what I'd like is your picture. Whatever you're looking at right now, share it with me. Then I'll post it on Facebook Tuesday morning, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. That's where I'll post your pictures. We've had some amazing photos. My favorite, my most amazing ones, besides the ones from you, were from the Chicago police officers on patrol. We got photos under the bridges in Chicago that no one else has seen. We could win awards with this if we were organized and disciplined and had stamps. If we had stamps, we'd actually be able to submit these. We'd be able to submit these. But you're a misfit. And you forget how powerful you are. Because, you know, you're surrounded by people who are not misfits. You're surrounded by the people who hand out forms, who want to be in charge, who want to be the center of attention, the head of the brainstorming group. That's not us. But you would be shocked at what misfits do for other people. You really would be shocked. Virtually every innovation, every moment of leadership has been committed by somebody who is not a joiner. They're not, there's no I in team. Well, then I have no interest. I hate it when I used to hear people say, there's no I in team. Really? Then what would the point me being hanging around with you clowns? No interest. But I'm going to share with you a story about a girl who I was in school with in kindergarten, first grade, and second grade. And to this day, that girl has had more influence on how I raise my daughters than anybody else I can think of. I'll share that story with you coming up in just moments. This is Sterling on Sunday. CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. That's where you can get all of the CBD products that you could imagine. You can get capsules, gummy bears, lotions, salves, whatever you want in CBD at any imaginable dose. That's because CBDistillery.com is a company dedicated to making CBD products. They're dedicated to it. They extract the product from the hemp plant, the marijuana plant. They purify it. And then they have sold it to hundreds of thousands of very happy customers. No need for a prescription. You don't have to go to the doctor. This is perfectly legal. Hundreds of thousands of people have gotten the benefits of CBD products. This is from a real company, CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com, a real company that has a real product that they purify and have sold to hundreds of thousands of people. I ordered CBD products a couple months ago, put them on my joints, and not only did it help my joints stop hurting, it actually worked for a couple days without a reapplication. CBD products. You get them at CBDistillery.com. CBDistillery.com. Then you put in the promo code Walter. When you put in the promo code Walter, you will get a significant discount. I am not allowed to tell you the discount because of FTC rules. But the discount is significant. Try it. See what it is. Order something. When you put in my name, Walter, you get a discount, and then I get credit for sharing this information with you, and my kids get to go to college. That's a pretty good deal all the way around. CBDistillery.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
Well, there's plenty of noise here.
The way that I love
I'm sorry. I'm like a teenager. Once I hear a song I like, I play it over and over and over again. One of the myths about Apple iTunes is that everybody wanted shuffle so they could discover new music. Oh my gosh, we have to discover new music. No, guess what they found out? The most popular feature on Apple iTunes was single song repeat. Single song repeat. This is whenever I tell music executives this, whenever I tell, you know, executives at the companies I used to consult, they were like, whoa, you know, I was some sort of, heathen. I was some sort of heathen for mentioning this fact. The fact is that you and I like, you ready? Hits. We like hits. And we like to hear them obsessively.
Steam, everybody, steam on WOLF.
Let me tell you about Tracy. I won't say her last name because the point is not to embarrass her, but I want to tell you a story about Tracy. Maybe there was a Tracy in your class. I went to school, to public school, government schools. I went to government schools before there was a tremendous amount of special ed support. That there was a tremendous amount of psychological support for kids. Most school systems did not have a psychologist for the school system, or they had one. My school system had one psychologist for the whole school system. It was a pretty big school system. This was, a baby boom school system. But there was a kid who was a misfit in your class. And the kid who was a misfit in your class just... She could not pretend to fit in. He could not pretend to fit in. You had a kid like that. Maybe you had two or three, but not more than that. I suggest that you remember them the rest of your life. I will never forget this girl. Her name was Tracy. I was in one of those school systems in one of those communities where nobody left and nobody arrived. The same kids were there from kindergarten through sixth grade. Most of the same kids were there till 12th grade. You knew everybody. In fact, most of the kids I went to college with at a huge college were in my elementary school. We were together forever. We were stuck together forever. In my elementary school, nobody left. Nobody. And nobody showed up until like I was in fifth grade. One girl shows up. That was it. These were incredibly stable, safe, sane communities. But Tracy was different. First of all, Tracy was different in that she was white blonde. She had white blonde hair. I was in a school of Italians and Irish and Slavics like me. We all had dark hair. We'd never seen a blonde or didn't exist. She had white blonde hair. She was a feather. She was as light as could be. And she was littler than the rest of us, both in height and weight. White blonde hair. Big blue eyes. She was as sweet as could be. This was one of the sweetest people you could ever hope to meet. But Tracy barely spoke. She was painfully shy when she was in class. Painfully shy, surrounded by kids who were not. And there was one, and because she was painfully shy, we barely heard her speak. I don't remember it specifically, but I suspect sometimes teachers gave her a hard time to encourage her to speak. Of course, that's a surefire way to get a kid to not. I can't remember that Tracy had any friends, but I do remember that there was something angelic about her. Something otherworldly about Tracy, that she was a very good soul in a very difficult place for her. And I remember that from first grade and second grade because it stood out. It was so different. I didn't know anybody like this. I was in a family that fought for dessert. I doubt if Tracy ever fought for dessert. But one day, I was... closer to Tracy's home. I sort of knew where she lived. And I was walking past where Tracy would have lived. And I saw her father and her in a car. And her father stopped a few blocks from the school. And he was encouraging Tracy to get out of the car in as kind a way as he could. But you see, she was terrified to go to school. She hated to go to school because she was surrounded by people who were extroverts. And finally, he was like, you have to get out of the car. And when she got out of the car, the tears were streaming down this pretty little girl's face, just streaming down her face. And he made her march the last block or two on her own to go to school. Because he knew that if he drove up to the school and she never had to take herself out of that car and she never had to walk to school, there was no hope. And I will never forget that scene. I will never forget that picture in my mind because, you see, once she got into the school, which was a really good public school, she was, in fact, on her own. And the teachers could deal with her pretty much the way they needed to deal with her. Now, it was not a discipline situation. It was just a situation where the teachers did not have much to work with. They didn't have the school psychologists. They didn't have IEPs. They didn't have, all the psychological support. And I don't want to hear 1 ounce of crap from anybody about the, government schools. Because when I got to school with my kids, my three daughters, I never stopped thinking about Tracy. I never wanted Tracy to be one of my daughters. I never wanted her to go through the hell of entering public school each day terrified of being made fun of, not knowing how to deal with the stress of public school. And I have been forever grateful that there's tremendous support for kids who are a little challenged psychologically, emotionally, having to deal with the stress of a school. Every kid's different. Every kid is different. Now, Tracy, she disappeared at the end of second grade. I have no idea what happened to her. And I've always wondered what happened to her, and I wondered why did they pull her out of that school. I wonder if they took her to a private school, sent her to a private school, or gave up and moved to a safer, kinder state. But I learned from Tracy, because she was a misfit, I realized that if any of my daughters were misfits, I'd know how to pay attention and help them. Now, each of them needs a little help, especially my 8-year-old, who is speech challenged. I hate it when I hear people say, a special needs kid. No, my 8-year-old does not have special needs. My 8-year-old needs American Girl dolls. My 8-year-old needs friends. My 8-year-old needs a lot of attention when it comes time to have her birthday. And please don't make me go to Chuck E. Cheese ever again as long as I live. But that's what she needs. Those are her special needs. But she's speech challenged, so she needs help speaking. Fine. We find her the best speech therapist that we can find for her, and that's how we deal with it. Everything else, no other problems. My oldest has some anxiety going to school. Again, we found all the support we could. And I think of poor Tracy and how there was, I didn't know at the time being a kid if there was any support for her. I have no idea. But I know that today there's a tremendous amount. But I always think of Tracy and that scene with her father having to get his tiny little daughter out of the car and get her to go to school, and how he probably had to go through that particular form of hell every single day. And on any given day that one of my kids did not want to go to school, I thought of Tracy, and I said, you know what, it's not a big deal, hon. Let's stay home. We'll just stay home. We'll play today. We can watch TV. We'll make peanut butter and sandwich. Oh, we'll make Nutella sandwiches. Oh, my God, how much Nutella have I gone through? But that's because Tracy didn't fit in. If Tracy had fit in, I would not know this other way of dealing with school. I didn't have this problem. My younger brother did not have this problem. But there was this misfit in our class, and she had this problem. And it was a special problem, and I'm grateful to her. I've got so much to share with you coming up. We're going to have the top nine again next week. We only got down to number four this week. Next week we have to do better. I think you can agree on that. We have to do better next week. We'll try to get through the top nine at 10. What else I got? Oh, my Facebook page is Walter M. Sterling. I have a deep and profound desire to stay in touch with you all week. I know no one else wants to communicate with you, but the way we do that is at waltermsterling.com. Oh, and there's Karen and Mr. Sneakers. Did you know we have three cats now, Karen? Did I mention to you that we have three kitty cats? My life is a nightmare. It's just a nightmare. So stay in touch, waltermsterling@gmail.com. Please send me a picture of whatever you're looking at right now, because then we can share it. And I'll put it up on Facebook. Remember that the greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.